This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
I'm very fortunate tonight to have Troy Sussman from Camp Rock the Musical in the studio. And Camp Rock the Musical's opening soon. We're going to expand and discuss a little bit about the musical, but also about the background and how it has come to where it is today. But Camp Rock is the ultimate place for aspiring musicians. Mitchie and her friends can't wait to spend their summer there jamming it out, making new friends and having the times of their lives. But the new flashy camp across the lake, Camp Star, has drummed up some serious competition and now threatens Camp Rock's very existence to keep the doors open. Mitchie needs to step up and rally her fellow Camp Rockers and get them into top shape for the ultimate showdown. It sounds like an amazing production. And now I'd like to welcome Troy Sussman from Camp Rock the Musical. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yeah, it's great to have you in the studio. And to tell us a little bit more about this fabulous new production that's taking place out in South Yarra, but more about that later maybe. When we were chatting prior to coming on air, Troy, we talked about the background and how it starts. And it's really quite engaging for young talent, I think. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Absolutely. So the production is put on by a company called Stage Masters. And this was the brainchild of David Venn and Jess Benny and Andrew Cronut, all professionals in the industry. And they wanted to create an environment for young performers to learn about music theatre in an experiential sense. So less teachers telling them how to do it and in school a teacher saying this is how you sing, this is how you act, really to get involved and learn to act, sing and dance while doing a show with other kids who like doing what you like doing in a really positive and strong environment. I came on board as a bit of a mentor to them, having been involved in music theatre for 20-odd years. And importantly for me, I started as a child performer. Mm-hmm. So I can really see the value of a company like this, because with our kids, with our performers, and they're 10 to 18, they play youth roles. We don't have any kids playing adult roles. And I think that's really important that we're finding work and great shows for them to do where they're playing appropriate ages.
I think, Troy, that's really, you know, it's fantastic, isn't it, when they're playing a role that's suited to their age, because sometimes maybe in some shows they've got to play either younger or older roles. But, I mean, the point is that they don't have to play that adult role, which is, you know, really great.
Absolutely. I mean, when we go to a lot of school productions, obviously, because we like to support the kids who work with us, and you see a 15-year-old playing Javert in Les Mis, and you go, it just doesn't work. I mean, it's great for them to do it. You know, I don't think most of them can sing a bottom F, but, you know, here they get to play teenagers going through teenage issues. And I think it also helps, you know, acting is about knowing, being able to replicate what you know in life and using life experiences on stage. And I think what we're doing is they're getting to use their life experiences of, you know, crushes and love and singing and dancing and with a greater understanding. Therefore, I think we get better performances out of them.
And I dare say the longevity of their career is also enhanced by that as well, for the simple reason they're coming in, they're that child actor and that will continue on in those roles and getting that love and finding out about what it's all about behind the scenes and, you know, performing.
Oh, absolutely.
And that will continue, and they'll probably be hopefully some of the stars of performers in musical theatre in the years to come.
Oh, I would say definitely. I mean, the kids we have are so talented. We had 340 kids audition for these shows, and we took 60. We have two casts, a junior cast and a senior cast.
Okay.
And what you say is absolutely correct. I mean, we've got kids who've now been working with the company or performing with the company for the last 3 years, and they're just about to audition for Whopper and Bapper and NIDA and VCA. Mm-hmm. So the skills they've learned over that time have been honed. So when they go to those auditions, they're not afraid and they're used to that environment. And, you know, it means they can walk in with strength and knowledge and understanding that not only the skills they've got to get those positions, mm-hmm. but also they're more relaxed.
Yeah, and I dare say 350 auditions. And were you part of that audition process?
Yeah, we sat on that. It's you know, you watch, you get some great kids through, you get some kids who just do it for enjoyment, and then some kids that are too young, not ready for it yet. Mm. But it really means we have the cream of Victorian crop. And we've got some kids that drive 4 hours, 5 hours to come to rehearsal.
My next question was, are they all from Melbourne or are they from regional Victoria? But by the sounds of that they're from regional Victoria.
All over. You know, we've got kids that live on farms, we've got kids that live in the city. So it really is who was best, who's from Victoria and who could do the job best.
Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. Now, Troy, I was just wondering if you'd stay with me. I've got to go to some messages, but I'd like to come back and briefly talk about your background, and then, of course, the most important thing is to talk about Camp Rock the musical. Would that be okay?
Absolutely happy to.
Thank you so much.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
You're with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. Now, in the studio this afternoon, I've got Troy Sussman, who's involved with Camp Rock the musical. Prior to the messages, we actually found out how the process is for auditioning and how we've got young people or young youth playing roles that are suited to them. And there's also an adult cast in which we will talk about in Camp Rock the musical. When earlier in the week, when I was given some information, I saw some, I dare say, a bio on you, Troy. And I saw that bio and I actually thought, I think I've nearly seen every production you've been involved in, or maybe not the one you were, but however, all those shows. You've certainly got if I can just mention some of them, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Les Mis, the music. Witches of Eastwick and Phantom of the Opera, Chess, Miss Saigon. You've certainly got a very interesting bio there.
Yeah, look, I've had a lovely and great career over the last 25 years, starting, as I said, as a child actor, but then as an adult, I got into Les Mis in about 1989. I've been lucky to be a working theatre performer for the last 25 years, and, you know, it's exciting and it's wonderful to work with so many great people and do so many great shows. I have a belief that the Australian theatre scene is one of the best in the world. Having worked in London and worked in Asia, I truly believe that we put on some of the best shows.
I think that, when you're talking about musical theatre, which I must admit is probably a little bit of a favourite of mine, as well as other forms of theatre, but it really is, when you go and see, some of the shows that you've been listed in, true entertainment, and some of them you just come away, if you're not, maybe singing the title tune down the street, you're certainly coming away and you've laughed and you've enjoyed it. So that involvement you must be incredibly proud of.
Oh, absolutely. And having been able to take Australian talent overseas and stand on the West End and sing Valjean and go, that is an awesome experience, but then come back and bring back people I've met over there and teach young kids. I mean, that's part of why I'm involved with Stage Masters, is that I've had a great career. I love it. It's certainly not finished. And I want to
I hope not.
Well, me too. I want to give back. I think it's important that we're breeding the performers of tomorrow. And, I grew up, I didn't study it at Whopper or Bapper or VCA. From on the boards as in the old days. So for me, it's about creating those performers by teaching those skills and the way people taught me. Great directors, great music directors, and great actors who imparted their knowledge to me as a young performer.
And your involvement with Camp Rock the musical, and now is that as a mentor or is that as a director? Or
look, it's probably a number of things. Yes, it's a mentor. I wouldn't call myself the director. I mean, Jess Benny is the director, but I come in and I help where I can. I mean, I like to focus on the text of scenes with the kids and kind of I speak to the young performers as I would an adult performer that I'm directing or working with. So it's really bringing the thoughts that I have into the text and actually hoping that they'll take that on board. And obviously the older kids kind of take it on board a little further and getting to push them. I think the idea is really push their performances, see how far they can take the show and really have ownership of the scenes.
And that's, I think that's the main thing, isn't it? So you can actually make sure that they're doing Having a wonderful experience.
Oh, without doubt. It's about their experience and being in a positive forum. You know, we've all had horrible directors that yell at you and you walk out of rehearsal crying and going, oh my God, I'm not coming back tomorrow. Whereas, you know, you want every experience they have in theatre to be positive so that the kids that choose to take this on as a future endeavour walk out to the world going, wow, I love this. And you know, I love music theatre. I put my hand up right now. Always have and always will.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now let's talk about Camp Rock the Musical.
Camp Rock the Musical.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So tell me about, apart from what I've read, out in the beginning of the interview, tell me about the musical.
Well, it's a Disney musical, and so it has all that great spark and shine and teeth that you love from a Disney musical. You set the scene up beautifully. It's two summer camps, one where it's all about the music and one where it's all about stardom, and two aging rockers who compete with each other with their own issues. But the kids really, they get up and they sing and they dance, and let me tell you, I just came from rehearsal and these kids are going hard on that dance floor.
Really?
They don't hold back. They're singing high, they're dancing hard, and they're singing loud, and they're amazing. I sit back and watch these kids and just in awe. And Camp Rock, it's fun. You know, we remember watching all those old movies of American summer camps. It's all that wrapped up with great singing and dancing.
Mm. And there's nothing like a bit of singing and dancing just to get everyone in the mood like that, is there?
Oh, absolutely. I walk away smiling, you know, and, you know, it's Camp Rock. It's everything you want and more.
Yeah, that sounds fabulous. Now, Troy, tell me whereabouts it's on.
On at St Martin's in South Yarra.
In South Yarra. And the season is from October 17 to 27?
Yep, absolutely.
Correct. And tickets are available via the Camp Rock website, which is all the W's as you would know about, and it's camprock.com.au.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now, Troy, it's really great for you to pop in tonight. This afternoon, tonight.
It's afternoon.
In the transition stage tonight here. Anyway, it's great for you to pop in. Tell us about, you know, the history and the behind the scenes about, you know, bringing the, you know, Australia's or Victoria's youth to the stage virtually.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are. It's finding the stars of tomorrow. The audition process is not an easy process. Like, they do 3 auditions, full dancing, full acting scenes, singing songs, and then callbacks, as you would run a professional company. I guess that's the key to it. We're giving them the experience from the beginning and to the end of what a professional company is like. And that's why we bring in great professionals to work with. You know, myself, I mean, we've got 2 adults in the show, and we have adults playing the adults.
I was just about to say, I believe it's been just released recently. Who are the 2 major adults?
Oh, it's exciting, and of course, I'm pretty sure most Victorian listeners will know Mr. Rowan Brown is coming in as one of our adults. He's one of the best talents in Australia. I mean, I'm sure everyone's seen him on West Side Story and recently in Pippin and various shows. I've worked with him a lot, and he is amazing. And another younger performer, Australian, called Cameron McDonald, you would know him from Jersey Boys, Mamma Mia, Alter Boys when it was on in Melbourne. I mean, he's a fantastic talent. And they come in and they give of their time and they help the kids, you know. And once again, these kids get to play with real performers.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Troy, for coming in, telling us about Camp Rock the Musical. It's playing from October 17 to 27. Tickets are available at camprock.com.au. And you're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.